back at it, Homegrown Radio. Chuck Dizzle, DJ Head, up in here. Got the homegirl Lupe hanging out with us too, man. What's up, Lupe?
What up, guys?
Motherfucking super producer.
Super
Lupe
producer.
Love.
You know what I'm saying? Lupe Love, Brown Girl Rising. Nah, you gotta say
you
love.
You gotta emphasize that.
Nah, you say love. And this show is brought to you by the homeboy. Man, shouts to my dude, Julian Mitchell. He hasn't been on Homegrown Radio in some years. We had him on a while back while he was one of the digital curators for Revolt. Yeah. He's moved on, did some stuff for Complex. As of now, he's a columnist for the Huffington Post and Forbes. He's got this dope-ass event. He has a series called Get Paid to Be Yourself. Now, a lot of people see the motivational shit I be putting on my page. Some of the shit I straight get from him. I'm not going to lie. Like,
really?
A lot of the motivational shit I be getting from him.
So you a thief?
I mean, hey, a screenshot, whatever. You know it is what it is. But he has an event, Get Paid to Be Yourself. He talked to Ryan Leslie. He's going to be talking to Dame Dash in October out here in L.A. So all my folks in L.A., come pull up, show some love. I'll post it on my page. It's already on the Homegrown Radio Instagram, so check out all the details. Again, Get Paid to Be Yourself. It's October 4th out here in L.A. So shout out to my dude, Julian Mitchell.
Shout out to Julian Mitchell. That's the light-skinned dude.
Light-skinned dude,
and
yeah.
He speaks very, he's very articulate.
Hey, he about his shit.
I fuck with articulate.
He be leveling up. Like, every time I see or talk to him, he's got another position.
I fuck with articulate Negroes.
Okay, I bet you do.
Yeah.
Lupe, what's up over there? What you doing?
I'm trying to go live.
Okay. Oh, she said shit.
Hey, Lupe gonna fuck
get
around
off my
say,
fucking back.
Lupe gonna fuck around and cuss at us one day. But like, shit, motherfucker.
Hey man, one time, rest in peace to Hugh Hefner, man.
Hey, listen, I got a meme. Did you see the meme?
Nah, I think I know which one it is. Which one?
He died for the pussy.
He died for the pussy. That was great.
Hey,
listen, let me tell you something. I post that shit on my Instagram, and I took so much heat for it at the radio station.
Come on, man. Why?
Because it was like, hey, they're like, you a piece of shit. And I'm like, bro, like,
That the timing on that was great.
Here's the thing. This is why I'm not tripping about that. Because when I die, you know how many fucking memes?
Oh, it's gonna be some shit.
People gonna make about me. That's what, man. Fuck that shit. I don't care about none of that shit. If the meme is funny, post it.
Run it.
Because when I die, I know for a fact it's gonna be some fucked up memes going around. That's what I'm saying.
Man, hey, so my only thing about this, well, not my only thing. I mean, it's a sad situation. Do we know? I mean, did he die of
natural
causes?
Like,
I mean,
yeah.
He was 91. Rest in peace.
And you know what? He had a good run.
Good run.
Hell yeah.
Can't
feel sorry for him.
Listen,
man.
Like, nobody can be upset about that.
Nope.
Listen, let me tell you something about Hugh Hefner. I envy that man.
Why?
Okay, I've envied that man for at least 15 years, man. Since I was able to get an erection. And
what?
Since I've been able to get an
you
erection.
You envied him since you can get an erection?
Yeah, because
erection.
He was living in the Playboy mansion.
Okay, just making sure. You got to articulate what you're saying.
Man, fuck you.
Just want to make sure.
He was living in a mansion with nothing but half-naked women walking around all fucking day. I don't feel bad for
you. You know the crazy part I heard about this? I read somewhere he's got a wife that's 30 years old.
He got three wives.
He's got three
wives. Well, that was the agreement when you get in a relationship.
The most recent one.
Yeah.
That's 30.
Yeah, that's true.
Wait. But say that again. Say it again. What you say?
He has three wives. Uh-huh. Obviously, all the Playboy ones were ones, but like legit three ones with I don't know how many kids. But the most recent one is 30, and she's getting
nothing. That's what I was gonna say. She's not getting shit.
Oh, she's not getting no bread.
Not a damn thing.
Hey, listen, check this out, dog.
Could you do that though? Like, as a woman, Lupe, you know, you coming into the situation with Hugh Hefner, you know what I'm saying? Like, would you walk into it knowing that, okay, my lifestyle will be, you know, lavish. I'm doing good. But at the end of this term, I ain't getting shit. Could you live that out?
First of all, I don't think they would tell me that. I would sign a prenup, yeah, because I know they have a prenup. But I'm not in the will, and I don't think so-and-so is going to tell me that. So
let me tell you something. Hugh Hefner had a 30-year-old wife, and she not getting nothing after he died. Why should she be entitled to something just because he has something?
I'm not saying she should. I'm just saying that most women, if you present that to them, it might be a different story.
No, I agree with what you're saying, but what I'm saying is, just because we married don't mean you entitled to my shit.
I feel that.
So, especially if I had this shit before you was born. Hugh Hefner, 91 goddamn years old, dog.
Yeah,
he died at 91 goddamn years old, and he had a 30-year-old wife. She can go fuck herself. That's how I feel.
Damn, that's kind of rude, dog. Why would you say that to her?
I'm not saying it like in a rude way.
Well, here's the thing. Is she upset that she's not getting? She's complaining.
Oh, she's not complaining. God bless her.
I'm just going off of the headlines. Like, woof. What's that conversation?
If she's not complaining, then God bless her. If she's complaining about it,
somebody gotta look up her Instagram.
If she's tight,
or Twitter.
If she's tight about not being included in the reparations of Hugh Hefner's passing, then she can go fuck herself.
She can go fuck herself. All right, well, hey, it is what it is. Rest in peace, Hugh Hefner.
West Coast.
Why do you have to say that, Eddie? Like, that's the accent to
it. It's just so people know what it is.
That's a sign off.
Just West Coast. Speaking of West Coast, shouts out to. They finally released the footage
of what?
Our footage with G Perico.
Oh.
Vote. West Coast, G Perico, unapologetically LA. Now, a lot of people are a little confused, so we're going to kind of break it down for you. It's Revolt Unlocked.
Nice. Yes.
So, as of right now, you have to retweet a certain amount of times to unlock the full video. You can see a snippet right now.
Right.
But you have to unlock it. It's going to get unlocked.
Right.
But you got to unlock that motherfucker. So show support.
If you
want to see it before everyone, thank you, Lupe, because she knows behind the scenes and shit like
right,
that.
Right, right. Lupe,
you
got to
unlock that
up.
Shit. So please, you know what I'm saying? If you've seen us tweet it, retweet that motherfucker. Hashtag revolt now, and it goes towards those that scores of unlocking that video.
I do want to say this. I want to point this out.
Yeah.
Big ups and shout out to fucking Nicole Garcia.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Nikki G. And big shout out to fucking Aubrey Flynn.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Man. Because them two motherfuckers
go hard.
Believe in us.
Absolutely.
And for them to go to bat for us and approve this and move mountains. And we was the first at bat for the new revolt. And I also want to point this out too. I understand. Believe me, going into this situation, I want to address this publicly because we've never addressed it.
Okay.
But I got a lot of negative feedback when I first started. This first was rumblings of us working with Revolt. Like, when there was rumblings of us working with Revolt, I got a lot of negative input.
For, it's
like,
for who? For what?
It's just different. You know, people have negative experiences with Revolt TV. Oh, okay. They don't. It's the same thing that you hear about Aftermath and Dr. Dre.
Gotcha,
your shit ain't never going to come out.
Gotcha.
You're not going to get paid. You're going to be shelved. You know, nobody's hands on.
Right.
They don't know what they're doing.
I did hear that too.
The people don't give a fuck.
You're right.
That has completely not been my experience.
At all.
At all, 100%.
I can co-sign that for sure.
And I remember when we were talking to Kendrick in your apartment back in the day.
Yeah.
And we were talking about him signing with Dr. Dre.
Oh, yeah. We kind of had the same.
And we had the same fucking conversation.
We were saying the same shit.
And the conversation we were having was about him signing with fucking Dr. Dre. And it was like, oh.
Your shit ain't never going to come out.
Dr. Dre not going to pay you. You're going to get shelved. You're going to end up like you know, Blue Cantrell or fucking, what's her name? What's the other girl?
Which one?
The chick. Truth Hurts. You end up like Truth Hurts. And all these other kind of old school rappers or whatnot that Dr. Dre, quote unquote, signed and then put on the shelf. That has completely not been my experience with Revolt TV. The new generation of Revolt TV, the relaunch, I can't really talk about because of NDAs and weak contracts and shit, but the new shit that they got going on over there is a fucking problem.
And I
have nothing but positive things to say about every single individual I have encountered since we started this journey with Revolt TV.
Is that a record right there? That's one hell of a shout out and compliments from
DJ Head. Because the thing is, number one, I also want to address this too. I've been posting this shit for the last year of my life.
Right.
Okay. I've been posting on Twitter, I've been posting on Instagram. Go where you are fucking celebrating.
Absolutely. 100%.
And I got a phone call. And somebody was like, hey, you know, you taking subliminal shots. No, you're just not paying attention. That shows you how people control their own narrative. Yeah. Because I've been saying this for a year.
Right.
And I adopted this philosophy from various other people. I started reading books and paying attention to other things. So you go where you're celebrated.
Absolutely.
Now, I've just been posting that more and more often because we've been celebrated with Revolt.
Yeah.
I'm not shitting on any other company. I'm not saying that fuck anybody else. I'm just saying that with this particular movement and wave that we got going on with Revolt, Nikki G. has been nothing but a fucking blessing and positive experience. And shout out to Mandy too.
Absolutely, putting all the work in behind the scenes as far as the editing too. So the reason why we say that also, man, is it's a recurring thing that we tell We tell artists. We tell everybody that comes by. Like, no matter, we've had the argument in terms of radio. Don't they worry about who fucks with you?
Yeah, yeah.
Don't give any attention to motherfuckers that's not fucking with you.
Yeah.
At the end of the day. So
that's where I got that from. I just wanted to make sure I showed them love, because we have yet to address what's actually going on publicly, because we've been waiting just like everybody else. Like you said, we started this shit back in May. Mm-hmm. And now to see, you know, oh, shout out to Puff.
Yeah.
Fucking, I'm not on first name basis with this man. Shout out to Diddy.
Right.
Like, I know this nigga. You know what I'm saying? I don't know this nigga.
It's not like you said Sean Combs.
Yeah, yeah. Shout out to Diddy.
Yeah,
Diddy. Because Diddy posted our shit.
Yeah, but I'm not.
Shout out to Fuzzy. Fuzzy posted our shit.
Yeah.
Low key, motherfuckers wouldn't really be in situations if it wasn't for Fuzz. Shout out to Fuzz. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to everybody that's been a part of this journey. And I just wanted to point that out, because I talked to a lot of motherfuckers about Revolt. And everybody, not everybody, but the general consensus was a negative energy. It was like, oh, this and that. Be worried about this. Make sure you look at the paperwork. Do-do-do-do. And it's been nothing like that.
Right.
And I think that's a big... attribute. I mean, I think that's a big way. I think that's something big coming from what it used to be, what it used to represent, to what it represents now. So shout out to Nikki and Aubrey.
That's a long ass shout out. Shouts out to them. And they deserve it too.
They deserve it.
Say that real quick. Gotta shout out your girl Cardi B too, man. Number one record in the country. People saw it coming. There's a lot of people hating on that. A lot of people didn't think it was gonna happen. It's happening now. And what I think that she has to, at this point, understand is that this shit is just getting started.
You know what's funny about
this shit is just getting started.
I ain't gonna front. I didn't believe in the whole Cardi thing. I didn't really see
it. I don't think nobody saw it.
I mean, no. I know a couple people that saw it. Charlamagne was one of the first motherfuckers to say, he been saying Cardi, even before she even started doing music. Mm-hmm. It's like, Cardi B. This. So I give him that. The only thing that I'm talking about as far as the Cardi B situation is just exciting to see somebody genuinely excited to be here.
Right.
Just to be here and exist. That shit is inspiring.
And win, too. And at the same time, like, she's the type of person where you can tell she's 100% herself. When the cameras are on, the cameras are off, like, she's going to be her no matter what. You know what I'm saying?
She's so fucking ghetto.
That's what I'm saying. She is 100% herself. She's not going to turn that shit off. No. I think for that, you want to see people like that win.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And you can only salute people like that that's coming from the underground.
Yeah.
They count her out. Didn't, like you said, her being a stripper. You know,
yeah.
I didn't realize that her come up was so quick. I didn't realize it was 3 years ago that she had been stripping.
Yeah. She's not that far removed from the bullshit.
I'm thinking it's like 5, 6, 7 years.
2015.
Mm-hmm. So it's not even a full 3 years.
Right.
2015? You mean she was popping that thing in 2015?
Yeah.
You gotta be shitting.
But see, the thing that people don't...
Wow, I didn't know that.
The thing that people don't pay attention about Cardi B is... It just shows you never fucking know.
You never know.
You never know.
And you never give up too.
And I think what's interesting about Cardi B is she stands for, she's the representation of what a lot of people look at in life. Like, she's the mascot, if you will, for people who have nothing and turn it into some shit.
Absolutely.
Like, absolutely. Especially all these young ratchet ass girls I know. You know what I'm saying? The Nichelles of the world.
Wow. Well, shout them out, huh?
And
who else?
And let's say Delicia's. And
who?
Who else is ratchet as fuck? Ashley with an A.
Ashley with a motherfucking A. Wow.
All of these different people that has been in and around the homegrown scene. You know these people.
Yeah.
They just ghetto and ratchet fabulous. Maybe we should start running with ratchet fabulous.
Ratchet fabulous.
Because ghetto fabulous is old.
I feel like
that's 90s,
said it.
Right?
Yeah, so ratchet fabulous. So that's ratchet. A new term. Fuck it. All ratchet fabulous. Fabulous women like Cardi B. You know what I'm saying? Much love. That. It goes to show you can do whatever you want to do and, you know, be celebrated by the masses by being 100% yourself. So she got that number one spot. First woman to do it since Lauryn Hill. Like, that shows you the yin and the yang of where we are in hip-hop, too. You know what I'm saying? Like, Lauryn Hill, hey, obviously...
you know what I really want to do? What's that? I really want to talk to Lauryn. I really want to talk to Lauryn
tripping,
Hill.
Dog.
I know Lauryn ain't tripping, but I really want to talk to Lauryn Hill and be like, hey...
What'd you ask?
Hey, what you think about that Cardi B shit? Hey,
you
think,
no.
Or no, be like, hey, Lauryn, how you feel about Cardi B fucking your whole record shit? taking your whole...
You know you was the last one, right?
You was the last one. And now Cardi B is the new Nick. How you feel about that?
That's correct. But do you think she would rather have Cardi? I mean, not to start no shit, but do you think she would rather have Cardi or have Nicki happy?
I think people respect Nicki more, obviously.
Yeah.
But then again, people still not paying attention to the fact that this is Cardi B's first, like, real record.
Ever.
Like, she's never had success ever. I mean, she's put out mixtapes and whatnot, but she's never had a record succeed.
That's crazy.
Especially to this magnitude.
So she had mixtapes and stuff, right?
Yeah, she put out a couple mixtapes,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But
see, I wasn't tapped in. I didn't really know too much.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, she hasn't never had a record perform to this magnitude. So, I mean, shout out to Cardi B. And you know what's interesting? Another thing that's interesting is when I saw that video of her with the Bentley truck, like, in the hood. Did you see that shit?
No. Oh, she had just bought it.
I know she bought it, but...
What I'm saying, did she just get it?
She just got it.
Was she fresh off a lot and then went to the hood? Or
she was just in the hood, okay. And she acquired a Bentley truck. I'm not going to say she bought it. I don't really know... The way her bank account might be set up. But just seeing how excited she were, she just watching her videos.
Yeah.
Her videos, she's genuinely just excited.
Course,
and that's to me, that's refreshing, because being in the business so long, like, we become like, it's normal to us.
Right, we can become
jaded. And it's like, yeah, this cool, whatever. Even like, we were just talking to Lupe before we started.
So far removed from
People. Like, I was just talking to my homegirl right now before I came up here, and she was like, yeah, like, you just doing this and you doing that. And I'm like, really? Like, I feel like I'm not doing
shit in the rat race trying to figure it out.
So yeah.
I tweeted that the other day. I'm like, yo, I really appreciate, like, the highest form of respect that I have and appreciation of somebody calling me an inspiration. Like, it's still weird, you know what I'm saying? And even with us, and we're gonna actually, matter of fact, I'm gonna talk about it today, man. With us, we're gonna be celebrating the 10-year anniversary for Homegrown Radio, man.
Like, 10 years.
That shit is crazy. Shout out to the homie E Money. He's actually in the Instagram live too. Like, these people have been there from day one when I started the site and did it at Long Beach State with me and you linked up.
That site was terrible.
It was horrible. But it was some shit. We had to start somewhere, you know what I'm saying? And just to see what's transpired over the years to now, it's just one of those things, man. It's just crazy to kind of reflect on and see, even looking, like, people that haven't been in the studio, like, all the pictures that we got up, like, reflecting all the memories from different people that showed up and popped up over the years. It's just wild, man. So, look, we're going to be having something real special. We'll give details later on once everything's kind of confirmed, but we do have something to celebrate the 10-year anniversary of Homegrown Radio. And if you fuck with us, come support it. And... yeah, we'll give you all the details when it comes up.
And I also want to say shout out to
10 years, wow.
Just real quick, shout out to Salas.
Yeah.
Shout out to Sparkle. Shout out to Chef Tasha.
Yes, indeed.
And those three motherfuckers are very key and instrumental in.
Yo, do you think, like on some real shit, on some real
and Chardet.
Real shit. Do you think this shit would be as far as it was if it was just me and you still brought it out, like?
Yeah, because I remember, like, you, like, okay, now for those of you that listen, and shout out to everybody that listened to our fucking podcast.
Yeah, if you guys are listening for the first time with the iHeartRadio app or iTunes or just tapping into Homegrown Radio, thank you so much, because that shit means a lot.
Man, when I look at this shit every week, I be like, these niggas are really listening to us.
Oh, y'all fucking with us.
That shit's crazy to me. Like, why are y'all listening to us talk? But no, for those of y'all that don't know the backstory real quick, like, Chuck is really like a simple guy. He's really just a good dude who just enjoys doing this shit for the love.
Mm-hmm.
And now, granted, I have the same amount of passion. I have the same amount of passion, if not more. However, this shit, I knew, like, this shit, we cannot be doing this it not be a business.
Right.
It has to make sense.
Very true.
So, that was my thing when we first decided to do it as a tandem. Like, okay, we need to do this, we need to do that, we need to make sure that this... So, yeah, I think that, just to sum it all up, I do think that it would be what we're trying to do now, but I don't know if it would be that far along. Right. But I know for sure I wasn't okay. Like Chuck Dizzle would be
okay with it just being, just the it love being and the passion. Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Classic because homegirl. Because
I like the concept and the platform of it. I love that. Like and at the end of the day, I'm okay with, you know, it being five listeners, the people, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Showing love to nigga, those five listeners to put maybe somebody on to, you know, five people on to MC Whoopty Whoop.
MC Whoopty Whoop.
Now, I do understand the other side of it.
Yeah.
I'm driven by that as well, but I'm okay with the concept of, yo, just showing love. But yeah. You're right. It's nigga, we got something here.
It's way too much out here. And yes, I do think that at some point I would have pushed. I mean, I came in with it, but I just know that for sure I wasn't finna just let us be sitting up in no bed.
Hey, I remember one thing. I don't think you remember this. I tweeted this out a long time ago. It was probably like in 2010 or 2011. And I don't know what gave me the concept of it, but I'm like, yo, man. We need to, in terms of promote the show, I was like, man, I was so hell-bent on getting an El Camino. I'm like, I want to get an El Camino and put, like, rap it with Homegrown Radio.
Oh, hell.
And I got the concept from Tommy the Clown because, like, everybody, he's a hood celebrity. You know, everybody know about the 5.0 Mustang. So I had that same, I was like, yo, man, people riding around the street, bumping with an El Camino, bumping Homegrown.
Hell no.
The first thing, and, you know, me and Hev fuck with each other in real life. So this nigga don't talk to me on Twitter. Like, we talk to each other in real life. The second I tweeted that shit out, he's like, ain't no way. You retweeted him. He said, look, ain't no way in hell I'm going to let Chuck Dizzle get an El Camino do Homegrown Radio with that shit.
No, we.
I must have died laughing because I'm like, after a while, I thought about it, I'm like, that's some bullshit. But I was so, you know, just
nigga shit.
Just nigga shit. Again, just because for the love, like, just for the love of this shit.
Listen, for everybody, Chuck Dizzle love doing nigga
that's
shit.
That's funny. No. Don't try to connect those two. I love doing this shit for the passion. That just happened to be a nigga shit idea.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I did love that type of nigga shit. So, yeah, we'll keep you posted about the 10-year anniversary. Now, did you get a chance to see the Who Shot Biggie and Tupac?
No.
All right. There seems to be every fucking year or two,
A new theory,
a new documentary, but I'm here for it. I'm one of them niggas that I watch out and watch every single one of them. I don't give a fuck.
But that's because
I'm a pothead.
Right.
So I'm into the new theories. And to make a long ass story short, there's really nothing new about it. But it's just the thing that was the most compelling is how they did talk to. They talked that, but I've seen them in a documentary before. They talked to the girls that were on the strip right before next to Suge and Pac on the strip, and they talked to the dude who was there, one of the guys that was there when Pac got robbed the first time at Quad Studios.
Mm.
He's never talked to anybody, and even he was like, Ice-T was like, yo, nobody's ever asked you a story. I never got approached by the police. Nobody ever hit me up. So. There's this theory that's floating around, and it kind of goes back to even with what we were talking about this years back about what Flex was saying, that Pac shot himself the first time and that he got pistol whipped in the head, and that's why those bruises and everything came from the head. I still have a problem with that because, and I, again, we got to go look, see the records and shit, because they didn't really dive too deep into that. All you had to do at that point is look at the medical records, right?
Yeah.
Just see how many shots he had in them. But they didn't disclose that part. They just kind of let those theories run loose and didn't really answer them. That was the only thing I had a problem with. It's like, okay, you guys are putting out the fact that, okay, Pac possibly shot himself.
Yeah.
But where is the fucking proof? They've done extensive research on everything else, like... Basically, they all know who's... They know the murderer. They know the fucking...
Yeah, Mano shot Pop.
Yeah, fuck that. Anyway, I say all that to say, go see it. Even though it's a new fucking... It's a documentary that has a lot of the same facts. What's funny is that everybody was so up in arms about Suge saying that Pac isn't dead, but he said that shit years ago.
Suge said that.
He said that shit years ago. Tattoo. With Tattoo.
Oh, yeah.
When Tattoo had a morning show on K-Day.
Yeah.
In 2011.
He did interview Suge.
That was the first interview that Suge had did openly about Tupac's death like that since the 96 shit.
Yeah.
And he said, oh man, I don't know if Pac could be still alive, man. We were laughing and joking and all of a sudden it went bad. I don't agree with him. You know what I'm saying?
Man, I don't believe none of that shit, man. Tupac is dead.
Oh yeah, he's gone. He's gone.
He's in Cuba.
Yeah.
No, he's not Lupe. Lupe. Tupac is not in Cuba because, first of all, let me tell you something. If Tupac was in Cuba, best believe when Hov and B went out there, he would have made contact. Everybody need a Beyonce feature.
That's promotion.
Even dead motherfuckers. Everybody need
it. Hey, listen,
If Pac was alive when Jay-Z and Beyonce took their ass over there to Cuba, Pac would have came back and be like, yeah, I'm back, bitch. I'm and I got a Beyonce hook.
What you
Beyonce's
need.
On the hook.
What you need.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh my God, man. So yeah, all the theories, me as a Pac fanatic, I stopped believing him after like 7 years. Because I was one of those, man, Pac's alive, man. This, that, and the third. I had theories up the yin yang. After the 7 year, I'm like, yeah, this nigga, he ain't coming back. Like,
no.
He ain't fucking with us.
No.
He's gone. So rest in peace, Pac. I do think it is a decent documentary. So check it out, man, for what it's worth. Shout out to the homie Triz. He was on Twitter the other day. You guys know he's a rapper. He from the Inland Empire. And he was like, man, too many motherfucking, you know, another documentary about Tupac and Biggie. And I was like, nigga, I'm here for it. And he's like, start laughing and shit. I don't care how many they put out there. I'm probably still watching the next few ones they put out. So fuck it. You know what I'm saying? It's called Who Shot Biggie and Tupac. Somebody just asked me on Instagram Live.
Damn.
What are your thoughts on the old NFL?
The NFL shit? Here's my
thing. Hashtag take a knee.
Here's my thing. And I heard this perspective, so I don't want to sound real repetitive, but I do think it's whack. Like, if you want to protest. Mm-hmm. Don't half-ass do it. Mm-hmm. The locking arms and shit, that's cool, but that's not really the purpose. It's kind of like Black Lives Matter, but so all lives matter. I feel like it's the same shit. It's like, that's not the point, though.
Right, right.
The point is we're trying to bring awareness to the fact that black lives are being taken.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I think that it's whack if, like, you gonna half-ass do some shit. It's kind of like I used to get my ass whooped for half-ass and shit. My mom would come home, right, and tell me to clean the fucking kitchen, and I would wash the dishes but not clean the stove. Don't half-ass clean my kitchen. Ass whooping. So that's how I feel like about the rest of this shit. Like if you in the NFL and you want to protest, but stand your ground.
Yeah.
Just have a stance.
So do you think that the players should have not played?
No, I don't think they should have not played.
What do you think that? What do you think the solution is?
Because the solution is, if you're going to protest, then the actual protest is taking a knee. All that praying and all that Ray Lewis, that shit whack. Mm-hmm. The other dude with the fucking, he was stretching.
Oh yeah, yeah.
The other dude that would just decide to sit down.
Right.
Locking arms, that shit is whack.
I felt like with Colin, when Colin did it, it meant something, and I think the reason why you don't really see him making too many statements at this point. He like, fuck it. Ain't shit changed. You know what I'm saying? Ain't shit changed about police brutality. Black lives, black men and women and people of color are still getting murdered on the streets by police. I think this shit now, although I'm glad of the awareness, it's becoming a spectacle.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, with the whole Donald Trump calling him son of a bitch, and now everybody's up in arms about it, and now everybody want to lock arms and take knee and shit like that. It's taking attention away from what the protest or what
that's what I'm saying.
Actually sitting for.
But that's what I'm saying. Even people in the live feed right now, like, you know, the national anthem, I'm under with brutality, blah, blah, blah. But that's not the point. The point is, if I'm fucking with this water bottle in protest of the fact that somebody doesn't have adequate water filtration in a village, that's the protest.
Right.
It's a thing. You know what I'm saying? It's just a symbol. Just like fucking Jesus painted on Jesus statues in the Catholic Church. That's not really fucking Jesus.
Right.
But it's a symbol of what you're trying to accomplish.
Right.
So if the national anthem, if I'm protesting the national anthem and to take the knee, the one knee that Colin started and somebody else did back in the day, if Colin did this and that's the protest, then do the fucking protest. If you're not gonna do the protest, don't fuck with it.
Right.
That's all I'm saying. So you don't go to a Catholic church and be like, well, I'm gonna pray to these candles instead of praying to the Jesus statue. Right. It's like, my nigga, either you gonna participate or you not. That's all I'm saying. Like, don't half-ass. That shit is whack. Like, that Ray Lewis shit is whack to me. Like, that's...
Yeah,
that's,
he got caught up in the bullshit.
That's some bullshit.
He got caught up in the bullshit talking about he was praying. That was stupid. But my whole thing overall is, like, at this point now, I feel like they've... And when I say they, I'm generally speaking...
Society.
Like, society. They've taken away from what the message is.
No, I know. I
mean, now that the message is, oh, we're doing this, like, to show that it's not about disrespecting the flag.
Yeah.
It's just about the message. It's like, oh, motherfucker, you just... Now, what the fuck? You're showing that you're unifying because you're against Donald Trump. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, you're locking arms and you're taking a knee because you don't agree with what the president
said. What the president said. But that's, like, not the protest.
That's not even a protest.
That's my point, though. Right. That's what I'm saying. Like, the other part about it is, too, is, like, a lot of people is making it about the troops and shit. It don't have nothing to do with the fucking troops.
Here's
a bar. The national anthem was a fucking slave song.
Crazy.
Yeah.
How about that?
How about
you kiss my ass about that?
So,
you know what I'm saying?
Here's another bar about that. And Dupe, I'm going to have you look this up because we got to figure this shit out. So the whole argument is taking a knee is disrespectful to the country, to the flag, specifically, right?
To the flag. To America.
To America, but specifically the flag and all that shit, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Is it a law?
No.
Right?
No.
So you're not breaking the law.
No.
Not taking a knee. Like, when somebody says the Pledge of Allegiance, because they used to try to give me shit in school, too, about that.
Yeah,
like,
about the Pledge of Allegiance?
Put your hand over your heart.
Put your right hand over your heart, ready to be.
Right.
Yeah.
How many people in the motherfucking stadium had their hand over their heart? How many people took their hat off? Like, there's other kind of ways, right?
Yeah.
So the whole concept, I've been hearing the word, oh, you're disrespecting the troops. You're disrespecting the flag.
Yeah.
So is there anything that you can see where it's illegal, or you can show what is disrespecting the flag actually mean? Because there's something in there. There's articles about that shit.
Yeah.
Like, and I found some research that there's far more things that actually constitute as disrespecting the flag that we do on a fucking daily basis that you don't even know.
Really?
You're not supposed to have the flag on clothes. You're not supposed to have the flag hanging a certain way because it's considered disrespectful. Yet motherfuckers do it all the time.
That's crazy.
At the games, and you're upset at these motherfuckers for
that's
taking a
crazy
knee when taking a knee isn't even a part of that.
That's crazy.
So all this 4th of July shit, you're not supposed to do that.
Right. See, but that's what I'm saying. Everything, that's why I don't like...
The concept of disrespecting the flag, you're mad because he's taking a knee for disrespecting the flag, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yet your ass got a fucking flag hanging on the back of your car, or it's laid down in a certain way. That shit is technically disrespecting the flag.
Yeah.
There's something I don't know what the article is, and we might have to back...
I found one three days ago. What is...
Now, we want to make sure this shit is some truth.
All right, Lupe fact checking. Lupe is fact checking.
I don't
want
to make sure it's...
So,
episode theory.
You're not supposed to have the flag on clothes. That's disrespectful.
There's a term.
All right, fact check,
Lupe.
You got something? What is it?
Basically, it's saying what disrespecting the flag is.
Okay. Where is it coming from? Not the actual website, but, like, where are they getting the articles from? Like, it's something... I don't know if it's in the Constitution. I don't know what... That's what I want to find out. First of all, let them know exactly what's disrespecting the flag, and we'll back up and see exactly where it's coming from.
In all honesty, there's a bunch of tweets that the outlet got, but they're all stating actual facts of what it is to disrespect the flag.
Okay, give me one of them.
U.S. Flag Code, Chapter
2. Flag Code. There we go. That's what I'm talking about.
Look
up the flag code.
There it is. The flag should never be carried flat or horizontally,
really?
But always aloft and free. Oh. That's from chapter 10.17.6c.
So it should never be carried flat or horizontally, right? But aloft and free.
And then there's pictures of...
Like on
exactly on the football field,
yeah,
or when we lose somebody and they fold the flag over the casket.
Fold the fucking flag over the casket, you disrespectful motherfucker.
So now I'm glad that we talked. I'm glad that we got this shit out right now, because all this shit is some bullshit.
All this shit, that's my point.
That's why I don't believe in none of this bullshit. So fuck that. Fuck you. That's how I feel.
Argument. It ban, exactly. Shout out to Amon. She said bands, drill teams, all, and granted, they mean it. They mean it to be respectful. But technically, you're disrespecting. If you want to get down to the terms, if you want to get down to the nitty gritty,
yeah,
that's what disrespecting is. So you're mad. I don't think anything says that kneeling for the national anthem is considered disrespectful.
Yeah. Well, see, the thing is, I think it's for one. Okay, let's take it back to the bare bones of shit. Fuck the flag, right? As far as like,
that's disrespectful.
Exactly. Exactly. But if we're talking about exactly where I was going, if you say fuck the flag, that's disrespectful, right?
Right, right.
If you, it's actually a crime to burn a flag,
right?
Because
right.
It's defacing
or spit on it, or
whatever, right? Even money, like, okay,
you're technically not supposed to burn money.
You can't burn money. You can't burn the flag. But that's because I don't know what the actual law is for the flag per se. But I know money, you can't burn it because it's not yours.
Really?
Yes. There is,
it's not
some,
your possess, like, it's not,
it's considered it's
property of the
IRS or the United States government, whatever the fuck it is.
Really?
Yes, it's not your property. That's why you people, they can legally seize your money.
Oh, you're right.
Right?
You're right.
So the flag is damn near under the same shit.
Wow.
It's low key under the same shit because if it's a crime for me to burn, like, say I buy something, right? If I buy this fucking microphone, it's my
poop. Yeah.
If I buy this microphone, it's mine. I can do what the fuck I want.
It's my shit. I
can break it. I can burn it. I can do all that shit.
Right. Right.
So if it's a crime for me to burn something that I paid for, is it still mine?
No. Technically, no.
That's what I'm saying.
Right. No. I hear you.
So my thing is. Like, if stop, like, stop with the bullshit.
Yeah.
You know what all this shit is to me? This shit all reminds me of, all this shit reminds me of, like, dealing with a woman. It's like,
well, it's funny that all of your,
all my analogies,
all your analogies go back to,
it's like dealing with a woman, dog. Like, it's like, well, I feel like, you know, we just have a deeper connection. No, we did not agree to be in a relationship, dog. We are not in a fucking relationship. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I can't say shit about where you go, who you be with,
right,
and
right.
You can't say shit about who I go, because we still don't have a binding contract.
Right, right.
So the way I look at the government shit, with taking a knee and all, and the flag and all this kind of shit, it's like, is it black or is it white? Is it disrespect? Yes or no? Disrespect comes with malicious intent.
Mm-hmm.
So if I burn a flag, but I don't have malicious intent behind it, like, I'm burning it to keep warm, is that acceptable?
Is that right? Right.
So if I go, right. So if me and you, and like those people in the hurricane, right?
Right, right.
And
right.
If we get caught in a hurricane and the only thing we have is a flag
to keep
us warm,
yeah.
Are we going to be charged with a crime?
Yeah.
It's technically the same offense, but it's just the intent that's different.
Right, right.
Right?
Yeah.
So what I'm saying is, if you're going to get back to that, charge people with intent.
Right.
Don't fucking, going back to what I was saying on the other podcast.
Yeah.
It's about the intention. It's about your intention and what you have behind what you're saying. Like, the rest of that shit is some bullshit, because if you charge somebody with the crime, you can charge me for burning a flag to keep my daughters warm because we're stuck and we're trapped due to hurricane.
Mm-hmm.
That's some bullshit. Nobody's gonna take that case.
Right, 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 right.
But if I burn it because I'm like, fuck Donald Trump, and I'm a crip walk in front of the White House, of course they can take my black ass.
Right, right. You
so that. That's what I'm saying. So call a spade, dog. Either we charging motherfuckers with intent or we not.
Yeah.
So going back to the woman shit. Mm-hmm. Are we in a relationship or no?
Yeah.
Cause I'm finna go over here.
Right. No, you're right. You're right.
You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely right.
That's all I'm, that's where I stand on.
So I'm looking in the Instagram live. Somebody said, I just think that politics and sports should never cross paths, just religion and politics. What are your thoughts on that?
What's the question?
I just think politics and sports should never cross paths, just religion and politics.
Well, see, the thing is, no, I don't believe that religion should be in with, see, that's another thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's a gray area. Because right. People are afraid of having uncomfortable conversations.
Absolutely.
So, if it's just like the woman shit. If we're going to put religion in shit, let it fly.
Right.
Let the Muslim kids pray to the East
right.
three times a day at school.
Right.
Let me bring my crucifix. Let this other dude do Kwanzaa when everybody else making Christmas trees.
What's the country supposed to be about, right?
You know what I'm saying? Or don't let nobody do
ban
shit.
Everything, right. Which is not the intent of what the country was.
That's my point.
Right.
So
Now we caught up in this gray area where everybody's up in arms about this. You got a support group for this. You got a support group for that. This motherfucker's mad about this. That bitch mad about this. It's like all this shit is whack.
They're gonna be mad if you call them a bitch too.
I don't give a fuck. But the problem is nobody. We still operating on old ass ways, or the separation of church and state. Like you said, the question is, should religion cross paths into sports? Probably not. But are you gonna find the nigga for taking a knee in the end zone and praying
after
he score a Super Bowl winning touchdown?
True. Yeah.
If you're not, then you can't pull that. You can't find a motherfucker from Mecca who pull his I don't know what the proper term for the rug or the carpet is out, and he wanna do his prayer.
Yeah.
And you can't be mad at a dude for wearing his crucifix. You can't, you know what I'm saying?
Like, it's got to be all across the board, for sure.
So that's what I'm saying. So if it's going to be equal, let it be equal.
Yeah.
So going back to the woman shit, if we not together, we can see other people. If we are together, we it's just me and you.
Right.
Is it a commitment or not?
Right.
No, no gray area.
I got you. Now, do you think at this point, going to the whole NFL, do you think boycotting makes sense? Boycotting the NFL...
I think boycotting makes sense.
Obviously to because what I've noticed, I'm not gonna lie, this is some shit that tripped me out the other day. You know, I got Cody in my system. Shouts out to you, or I shouldn't be shouting you out, but yeah, got Cody in my system. Cody the Fire Stick shit.
Yeah.
They're now advertising. I think on, is it Hulu? Just saw it the other day that you can now stream the NFL games.
Yeah, I know.
That wasn't the case before.
No.
You know why?
Yeah.
Why?
Because everybody's streaming.
Not only that, nobody's fucking watching TV. I think it's a direct correlation with the fucking protest too.
Nah, I don't think so. No, I don't think it is, because you got to think about it. That the sports organizations have been cutting deals.
You're right.
With digital platforms.
You're right. I've been seeing whole games on Facebook. Twitter. I've seen it on Facebook.
Can watch whole, like, baseball games. You can watch on Twitter.
I watched the boxing match that had Tweaksu on Facebook Live.
But you watched it. It was a legal stream. This is a sanctioned stream.
That's what I'm saying. You can watch a full game on Twitter.
Right.
Mm-hmm. They making it to where now you can stream multiple games on.
I just haven't seen that. And I don't have cable, so I look at this system every single day. And the couple weeks back when shit started up, they didn't have it there. They just started posting it this week.
Yeah.
And I'm noting, like, I've been seeing word go around that the numbers are doing a little, you know, not as good as they used to. You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers still watching football, so that's not going to fucking happen.
That's
but I think that it's effective in a sense, because a lot of people haven't been fucking with it as much.
Yeah, that's true. But the thing is, I don't think it's a direct correlation to the protest. I do think that it has something to do with, it's just ancient shit, just like us. We do terrestrial radio.
That's true.
That's why the fuck would we do podcasts for free when we get paid to be on the radio?
True.
It's just the way of the world.
It's the way of the world. Yeah.
It's where it's
that's
at.
Right. Because now I'm noticing, like, when everybody was a radio personality, right? Now everybody does podcasts.
Everybody, yeah. Now you're, you know, but I think that. I told this fool years ago. I said it's over, and he was like, "What you mean?" I said Netflix completely changed the landscape where everything is going. And he was like, "What do you mean?" I said everything is going to be subscription based
on demand.
And this was like 2-3 years ago. No, 3 years ago I told him this.
Yeah.
And within the next 6 years, everything is going, because why not?
Right.
Like, why not? Like, right now I have Spotify and I got Apple Music.
Yeah.
I haven't bought an album since I don't know for what.
Very true.
I don't want the actual album.
Right.
I can go online and read the fucking artwork or read the credits if I want. It's so much access in the palm of my hand.
Yeah.
I don't want anything else in my hand. The other day I went to Chipotle and I have fucking just my iPhone. Mm-hmm. Because I expected them to have Apple Pay. I didn't have my wallet on me. I didn't have a credit card. I didn't have no cash.
That's crazy.
I have this Apple Watch, and I can pay with this. Right. I don't even need my phone.
Yeah. It's funny that you said that shit, too, because me and Tasha, that's Tasha, my wife, for the people that don't know, we were talking, and I told her to get online and send me some statements or whatever. She does all this shit from her phone.
Yeah.
I'm on a computer thinking I'm, you know, jazzing some shit up. Logging onto the website, she's like, "Oh yeah, babe, I already sent you all my shit."
Yeah.
God damn. Like, this shit is getting crazy. But you're right, you gotta roll with the punch.
You're gonna
be considered ancient and motherfuckers gonna roll over you.
See what's happening right now.
Bruh.
Fucking Shonda Rhimes.
Yeah.
ABC didn't want to treat her right. So she take her shit to Netflix. Look at Russell Simmons.
Yeah.
I'm gonna take Def Comedy down to Netflix.
Yeah.
Look at fucking Seinfeld. I'm gonna take my shit to Netflix.
Yeah,
Dave Chappelle, I'm gonna take my shit to Netflix.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it don't make sense anymore. So now what they're doing is they're forcing these companies' hands
to play ball.
You gotta play ball. And the thing is, I've touched on this before, and I think that this is a direct correlation to the digital wave. But I think that if people were to fuck with you,
mm-hmm.
when they want you to fuck with them, it wouldn't be all of this shit.
Right.
It's just like Lupe. Oh, I want to come fuck with y'all homegrown. Come through.
Yeah, pull up.
Pull up. Yep. Anybody. We don't give a fuck who it is.
Absolutely.
You know what? Except with the exception that motherfucker Nick.
Right.
Nick became a
Nick. Nick, you fucked up. Nick, you fucked up.
Nick became a lot.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, like,
shout out to you, Nick. But you fucked up.
I said this before. I don't remember if I said it on the podcast or not, but I think that all of these companies have the wrong, because everybody's like, oh no, me, and the licensing. And like, Netflix went to these companies and wanted to play ball. They didn't want to play ball. All right, we can start producing our own film.
Right, right.
Homegrown Radio. Chuck sent out how many air checks?
Yeah.
When we was in the apartment. How many air checks you think you sent out?
I have one for every year.
One for every year.
But I mean send out to different programs. Yeah,
different programs.
Yeah, exactly.
Fuck it. Yeah. Create your own shit.
Yep.
That's the how this shit works. If you're not gonna fuck with me, I'm gonna fuck with myself. Yeah. And find some more like minded people to fuck
get
with
on.
Me. We're gonna rebel. We're gonna revolt against you motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Right? So you gotta look at the majority of the time, a lot of adversity comes from people not fucking with whatever it is that you're trying to build.
Yeah.
So I think that the NFL, the NBA, they better start figuring out ways to, I mean, create your own app, if you will.
Right.
They don't even need television networks at this point.
No, not at all.
What's to stop them from creating their own, like ESPN right now, mm-hmm. should be trying to figure out a way to create their own ESPN. Like, they do have an app.
Yeah, but no, I get what you're saying. Like, go 100% that way.
Go 100% where I can download.
But I think here's one thing that we even talked about too. We're talking from a city that, you know, this is what we do. You know what I'm saying? Like,
Metropolis has access.
Exactly. We have all that shit. Somebody in fucking the middle of the fucking country, they still rely on fucking TV.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They still rely on the radio.
In America, the people that voted for Trump.
Exactly.
Gotcha.
They still rely on all that shit.
Yeah.
Do you think that they're going to slowly get phased out as well?
Mm-hmm.
Or are they going to still just be in their own fucking world?
No, they're going to get phased out. Because the thing is, like, everything is moving too fast. Because
I seen motherfuckers still ain't gave up the mullet. And the mullet's been 30, 40 years old.
Okay, put it to you this way. Name a state where you think it's kind of the middle America backwood type shit. Name
Without really knowing too much shit.
Just name a state.
Fucking Montana.
Okay, Montana. What's the capital of Montana?
Oh shit, now you quizzing me, I don't know.
Billings or some shit?
I don't know.
Not Butte. Whatever the fuck it is. I guarantee you, if I fly into
You talking about the mayor, I got you.
What's the capital of Montana?
Capital of Montana's Helena. I don't know.
Helena. Okay, the capital of Montana. I guarantee if I fly into Montana right now, I can get an Uber.
Okay. Let me see.
Guaranteed.
Fact check.
Facts.
I'll go off that because in Mexico, there's Ubers.
They got Uber in Mexico.
Yeah.
In Mexico, you know it's some bullshit going on because they don't even got electricity on the stoplights when I'm driving through Rosarito.
That's crazy.
It's all stop signs. Auto.
Yeah.
There ain't no fucking lights. You know what I'm saying?
Auto. Oh, my
real
God.
Real shit.
No, for real.
They got Uber out there. They got Uber in Iowa. They got
I'm trying to think. What other city? And maybe we get some help from people on Instagram Live right now. What other cities do you think that they just don't? They're not advanced in terms of technology. Because you're right. Like that state in that. There's, so you're basically saying that there's somewhere within reach that has access.
They are privy to this shit. It's just that either A, they're not being exposed to it at the rate that we are because we're in a major metropolis, or B, because they don't want to. Like, I know people that just don't want to conform. We all know those people, right, right, old heads that we consider, quote unquote. Even Chuck Dizzle, yeah, wanted to do Mix Show.
Yeah.
Even right. DJ Head, I want to wear sweats every day. Like, you can't wear sweats every day.
Right.
Sometimes you got to put on some ripped jeans.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? God damn it.
You got to get laced. So, sometimes you got to get laced.
Damn. So I'm just saying, me personally, I think that all this shit is going to get phased out. The technological boom, this is another industrial revolution, if you will.
Somebody said, nah, Raleigh, North Carolina. I'm sure they got some shit over there.
For sure they got it in North Carolina.
Somebody said Minnesota. I'm sure they got some
from
there.
The club right now in Raleigh.
The homie Dialogue said they ain't have nothing in North Memphis. Hey, there's some sketchy parts of Memphis, to be honest. He said there was no Uber over there. But I'm sure that Memphis is a big city, too. Memphis got Uber. Probably not in the hood, but they got it somewhere in Memphis.
The point that I'm trying to make is that none of this shit is out of the realm of possibilities. But then also, like, I look at it like...
Somebody said they don't have it in Raleigh, but I'm sure they got it in Charlotte.
That makes sense.
No, I'm responding to that. She said they don't have it in Raleigh. I'm saying they probably have it in Charlotte. I think I got it fucked up. Charlotte is what South. Yeah, that's why I don't do geography.
But I think where these companies went wrong is they didn't play ball.
Absolutely.
Just play ball. Mm-hmm. Fucking the Hilton, the W, the Ramada, yeah, the Holiday Inn, or whatever. All those companies should be fucking them, kicking themselves in the ass.
Airbnb is fucking the game up too.
Eating their ass up. Mm-hmm. Airbnb, Uber, the taxi companies would have gotten bad. Now Uber picking. I didn't use a taxi one time when I was in Vegas.
Get out of here.
We use Uber.
Wow.
There's a taxi line and then there's an Uber pickup.
Wow. It wasn't like that a couple years ago.
I know, that's what I'm saying. Now they can come in the airport.
Yeah.
They can come to the hotel.
Damn.
It's over. You fucked yourself because you didn't fuck with them when it was time to fuck with them.
All right, but look, before we close out, I want to see what's on your radar, man. Shouts out to you because you got a playlist on iHeartRadio. You know what I'm saying? I want you, because there's been some songs that I've been peeping lately, but I want to see what's on Head's hit list, man. What songs have been catching your attention, man? What's been catching your attention, aside from just putting the list together? What's been some shit that you like? Oh,
some shit that I've really been fucking with? These dudes named Villain Parks.
Yeah, nice.
I heard you.
Nice.
Man, these dudes, and you know what's crazy? I'm going to tell a quick little story. I went to go see J305.
Shouts out to the homie.
Shout out to J305.
You bitch, you.
His first headline show in years.
Yeah.
He was at the Roxy in Hollywood. I went, pulled up on him, and Villain Park was there because they fucked with Mo and Sire. And, I mean, Mo, who's J305 day to day. So
they were there, or were they?
They were there. They were just watching the show.
Oh, dope.
And so they walked up to me like, "Yo, hey, like we Villain." I recognized them, but they was like, "Introduce themselves. We Villain Park, man. We preach it. You've been showing us so much love, like,
yeah.
And people have been paying attention. Like, thank you so much." And I'm like, "Bro, y'all are fucking dope."
Yeah.
And I don't really fuck with y'all kind
of. Right.
So that's
when you said,
how
you
know,
said like the murky shit.
No, they on some real hip hop shit.
No, I know they're on some hip hop shit, yeah. But I know you find different things. You find things that intrigue you about an artist.
I think what intrigued me about them, it reminds me of 2010 Black Hitman.
Okay.
It's real raw, it's real raw and not clean.
Gotcha.
It's not mixed right. It's just
sometimes that'd be the best shit. It's kind of like
raw,
got that,
like you could tell these are just some young, hungry, young motherfuckers. And I think that and they from West LA.
Dope.
And I appreciate that they're not trying to do this, they're not trying to do that. They just doing what they do.
Right.
And that reminds me of what made me want to do what I'm doing. Like,
gotcha.
I'm not trying to copy this person, but I'm just doing me.
Right, right.
So the fact that they're able to exist in this climate.
So go ahead, my bad.
And put their shit out. Villain Park is one of them. Is one of those duos. They're a duo, and I think that they super dope. Another.
What song should they check out? Just so for people context.
The song that caught my attention is called "We Out Here."
We Out Here. Okay.
It's a socially conscious song. It's about everything that's going on in society right now.
Go check it out. I mean,
it's kind of empowering. It's really dope.
All right,
shout out Villain Park.
What else you want?
I really been listening to. I mean, High Tone again. Mm-hmm.
I like his, the voice.
Shit. My bad. Rhapsody.
Oh, Rhapsody shit is dope.
I did not skip a song listening to Rhapsody's album.
Rhapsody's album is dope.
Rhapsody's album is fucking amazing.
Yeah, shout out to Ninth Wonder, man.
Wonder and Rhapsody, bro. Listen, I'm going to tell you the truth. And I wanted her, we're going to talk to her. We're going to sit down because I want to tell her this to her face. I never fuck with a Rhapsody song. Never. I've never.
Really?
Fucked, never.
Really?
I have never said this is a dope Rhapsody song. I've never said that.
Is it because you just didn't hear enough records?
She was off my radar. She was off my radar.
So basically, because you didn't hear records.
I wasn't tapped in.
Gotcha. So no, I want to make sure the clear distinction is that you've heard songs that didn't fuck with it, or is like, oh, I just didn't care enough to really tap in.
I've heard a couple of her songs.
Gotcha.
But her motherfucking new project is called Layla's Wisdom.
So Layla's Wisdom. Yeah.
Is it?
Layla,
I don't want to fuck.
Yeah, it's Layla's Wisdom.
Layla's Wisdom. Okay. Layla's Wisdom Rhapsody. Listen, and we don't talk to her because I want her to understand where I'm coming from. But I've never, and this is DJ Head talking, I've never really fucked with a Rhapsody project before.
Yeah.
I've always heard she was dope. I've always saw her get her accolades and her acclaim and whatnot. But I've never personally sat through a Rhapsody project or even gave her a second look. Like, I've never paid her attention like that. I'm being perfectly transparent right now.
Yeah.
So I am very, you know how critical I am of projects.
Right.
So, and music in general, I'm so critical. It's hard to get me to be just locked in.
Yeah.
So I had to drive, and I'm like, and what you call it? I'm listening to something. I forgot what I was. I think I was listening to. I was listening to something, and somebody was like, "Yeah, Rhapsody's just dropped a project." Then I was like, "Oh, I'm gonna check that shit out." Then Charlamagne said the project, because we talked. He said that the project is dope. So I hit him while I was listening to it. Like, nigga, you were right.
Yeah.
And I had to give it up because I hit Bad Luck, because Bad Luck has been an advocate, Rhapsody,
right,
a supporter and advocate for years. And I hit Bad Luck, and I kind of wanted to apologize, like, hey, I've been asleep.
Right.
Low key, I did that with Villa Park.
Park. I remember seeing you.
I tweeted that out. I said, look, I was asleep.
Right.
And I apologize. Yeah. That's never going to happen again.
Yeah.
Real shit. That's just being honest. Yeah. As a DJ and as quote unquote, an influencer, as what you have, whatever
you got to be upon this shit.
I have to be upon this shit. I was asleep.
Yeah.
So I wanted to apologize.
Man, I knew she was hard on off that Beauty and the Beast EP, man. That shit was fucking man. Beauty and the Beast EP. That's what had me wake up on her. And then I seen she would do a lot of work with Luck and them in the studio, and I go over there, see them cook up and shit. But yeah, the project's nice, well rounded. It's got a shot at album of the year, man.
Her shit is so dope.
Yeah.
And I just wish that it's something I could do. Like, I've been posting, I've been tweeting.
How about you doing that? I think honestly, what happens with shit like this, because people know the type of music that you listen to, and they know that you go hard for certain records, right?
Yeah.
But there's a certain level of authenticity that comes with, and it's natural when you're saying this. It's not like, oh, I'm trying to, promote something. It's fuck that. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're telling people exactly how you feel.
That's
so
it.
That's some real shit.
Go ahead.
No, who else?
Also want to shout out to the homie JL. We had JL come through.
Yeah, man.
From Strange Music. I threw his record on the hit list. The one with him and F. Pharoah is called Out the Hood.
Nice.
And then also, man, the homie Buddy.
Buddy. Yeah.
Buddy from LA. He got a song.
He's from Compton, right?
But I don't know where
he's from.
I don't know exactly where he's from. Buddy has a song. I don't want to fuck this up. It's called That Much.
Mm-hmm.
I like that song too.
Yeah, so, Magnolia Project, man. Yeah. He's on one, man. And real quick, I gotta show love to the little homies. They work and they've been cooking. We've had them on before, but they've been just doing a lot of good work lately. King and Blast, man.
Yeah, you know
King
what?
Blast,
people been telling me.
Yeah, TIU Music, man. They've always been talented, but I think the body of work that they're putting out now is connected.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's good music, man. So I'm looking forward to seeing what they're doing. And low key, I like to be tapped into what's going on in the city, right? And I missed the homie Reason. Reason's from Delamo. He's from Carson. Shouted him out some months ago. I checked out his music. This is a new dude, and I found him by way of King and Blast from Carson. I think his name is Cash. But he's got a call. He's got a song. I gotta find the fucking song. He's got a song that I've been fucking with lately. But dude is from Carson too. And ain't too many motherfuckers from the city that you really just see that pop out.
Yeah.
And he just kind of caught my attention. So gotta show love to the homie Cash, man. I think the song is called like 90746 or some shit like that. Or some Carson in the House. That's what it's called. Carson in the House.
Yeah.
And he on one. So I just want to show him some love too, man. You got us on your radar, man. So just keep your shit up. Keep doing your thing. But I definitely want to start highlighting motherfuckers that we pay attention to.
Because,
I mean, obviously, we don't play music, so people don't hear that. And that song, by the way, and all these other shit is on the website. So y'all can check out homegrownradio.net. You can check out Heads Hit List. Yeah. Everything's on there for your disposal to check out and listen to or whatever. But if there's other people that we need to check out, that we need to be tapped into, let us know. At Homegrown Radio. You find me at I Am Chuck Dizzle.
At DJ HED.
That's everywhere social, so make sure you shout us out, catch us. Anything else?
Homegrown 10th anniversary is coming. 10th
anniversary is coming.
Shout out to everybody that fuck with us. Shout out to everybody that don't.
Lupe, Brown Girl Rising. What's up?
Let's go. Follow me on Instagram.
Hey!
Lupe out here plugging her shit.
She didn't plug it yet. She didn't plug it yet.
Lupe Love, that's LUPL3OZ. Ooh, and I'll catch you there.
And the package has just arrived. The new Homegrown Radio shirts, they're back. We got some more shirts, so y'all check it out, homegrownradio.net. Click that merch tab if you want those shirts. For everybody that's been asking, yes, the package is in, all right? So go on and order your shirts, homegrownradio.net. Click that merch tab. And until next time, we'll catch y'all. We about.